Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to live desperate for the kingdom.
To everything.
And praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord. I am thankful and I'm grateful because this is another day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for the opportunity to come before the listeners. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie with New Seasons Ministries, located at 1830 Lamont Drive in Dallas, Texas. We would love to hear from you. We would love for you to drop in and let us know that you love Jesus and we love you. Amen. We thank God for the topic of the day. Amen. The topic of today, glory to God, is when we begin to deal with the things of life, that God has a mender of broken hearts that he sent through Jesus Christ, and we bless him for it right now. But before we get into the word of God, amen, we want to go to the throne of grace. Father, we love you, praise and magnify you. We thank you for the opportunity to get in your word, and we ask that you would take this word and hide it deep in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, but that your perfect will be done in our lives, God. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We bless you, God, because you're on the throne, and we are your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, as I begin to think about how God has really blessed us and has brought us from a mighty long way, amen. I try to picture myself, amen, in the beginning when he created the races, and he created the animals, and he created the stars and the moon, and I wonder what was going through his mind when he made humanity, the human race. So what was really going through his mind? There's a scripture that says, what is man that thou so mindful of him, amen, that he made him a little lower than the angels? Why did God create us in such a way that we have intelligence and emotions and feelings, amen, and thoughts and a will, amen? It boggles my mind, amen, when I see the animals doing what they do out of nature, praise the Lord, and I see the trees obeying him through their fruits and yielding seed and fruit again year after year, amen. But he made man in such a way that we had our own will, we have our own way of thinking, we have our own emotions, praise the Lord, and I just wonder, God, why that you make us the way that you made us? Because, amen, even though it is great and it is wonderful, amen, we're also able to experience pain and hurt and sorrow, amen, and disappointment, amen. And so when we think about God making us and creating in his image, we know that he was an emotional God and that he felt different emotions, amen, and for some reason he instilled those type of a character traits in us. So I ask God, God, why would you make a man, praise the Lord, that could have a broken heart? Why would you make a man that can be disappointed, praise the Lord, or that can turn away from you, amen, that can have wrath and turn against our brother or our sister or our neighbor? But God began to show me, amen, that the elements of this world has really tainted what he made emotions for, amen. Emotions, amen, are to give us an expression of God's love. Well, we can feel it in such a way that we are comforted. But what has happened is that this world and the God of this world system has caused those type of things to go against us because our emotions are being taunted, amen, by the evilness of the world. And our hearts were made to love, amen. They were made to embrace and to have compassion on mankind and humanity. But because people are deceitful, because people are crafty and they mean us no good, amen, those same emotions that are meant to love can also cause great hurt, can also cause great pain. Many of us, amen, can't love the way we used to love because of some experience that we've had in our past life. and we find ourselves with a hard heart, not because we're evil, not because we don't want to love and to reach out to other people, but because we have experienced hurt so many times that we think the best defense is to not love again, to not have any compassion, to not trust anybody or anything, amen. And so we go through life, amen, hurting others, because the saying says that hurting people hurt people, amen. And when you've been hurt so many times, amen, you want to be the aggressor. You want to be the one, amen, that is throwing the first dagger in the back, because you've experienced being hurt and you don't like the way it feels. We're walking around in the Christian community right now with past hurts that we're still taking with us everywhere we go. Even when we come to church, amen, we find ourselves joyous for a moment, but then we reminisce about those things that we're hurt and disappointed about, and then we take that hurt back home with us. Can't even praise God the way that we should and give a great witness of how good he's been to us, amen, because we've not got over the hump of our heart being broken. But I thank God that this remedy does not lie, amen, in me pretending like I'm all right, amen, that having the face of a clown, amen, and drawing on a smile. But I thank God that if I want to be healed, that there's healing in the land. I bless God because I know that he's the author and the finisher of my faith. He's the great I am. He's my buckler and my shield, and I praise him because he's been so good. Amen. If you look at Luke in the 4th chapter, praise the God, Luke in the 4th chapter, amen, the 18th and 19th verse, amen, as Jesus was going out, as tradition was, to read a scripture, amen. The Bible says he turned to Isaiah and he wrote this scripture. He said that the anointing of the Lord is upon me, and he has sent me to set at liberty those that are captives, to loose the prisoners, to mend the brokenhearted. He has caused Jesus, amen, to come to earth, anointed him to mend broken hearts. Now, when I read that, amen, I looked at it, and I read his name, preach the acceptable year of the Lord and all that, but what I was hurting, what I was going through, when I was at a loss of words and didn't have faith in any other person, amen, find myself in my room crying day in and day out, amen, that scripture jumped out for me and said that he was anointed to mend broken hearts. And I began to think about Jesus and say, my God, are you that mindful of us that you are even concerned when our heart is broken, when we're going through something, when we've been disappointed, when we've been deceived or confused by mankind, that you anointed, that you've been appointed, that you address the need that we have in our emotional stress? My God, what kind of God is this? What manner of man is this that he's so mindful of us, that he sees about us, that he cares about our hurts and our pains and our relationships, amen? And as I begin to read further into that, I have to begin to trust God. I say, God, you know that I'm hurting. God, you know that I'm going through. God, you know exactly how I feel. You said that you were tempted on every side through Jesus Christ, amen, and every infirmity and sickness, that you're familiar with those things. God, I'm hurting. I've been disappointed. I've been rejected. I've been cast out. I need you to mend my broken heart. I need you to bring it together again. I need you to create in me the joy of my salvation. Restore me, God. Have you ever been in that place? Have you been in a situation where it seemed that there was no hope at all? The very person that you relied on, amen, even as your life partner maybe, or somebody that was in your life that brought you to Christ, and somehow, in some way, they hurt you, they disappointed you, they didn't live up to what you thought they would live up to, or they lied to you about something that was very detrimental to your walk with God. Jesus has come to mend the brokenhearted. Jesus has come to let us know that it's all right to smile again. It's all right to be happy. It's all right to have peace. Though you've been through some great trials and tribulations, Jesus wants you to know that I come to give you life, and that life more abundantly. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. We have to trust God with our emotions just like we trust him with our finances, just like we trust him with our health, just like we trust him with our relationships. He wants us to trust him with our pain, with our disappointments, with our grief, our God. Father, we love you. We praise and magnify you. We thank you for sending your Son to die for our sins, that he was touching always with our infirmities, that he understands us, God, that he knows just what we're going through. He knows what it means to be disappointed. He knows what it means to be betrayed. He knows what it means to be outcast. God, we thank you. But not only does he know about it, God, and has empathy for us, but he's able to mend our broken hearts. He's able to deliver us out of that place, lift up our hung down head, set us free, God, and loose us of the things of this world that is trying to bog us down. We're grateful unto you today. We thank you for the measure that you made toward mankind, that we're able to live a life of joy and happiness and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for this word. We ask that you will continue to bless us, that you will continue to open eyes of understanding and reveal your arm of salvation. We appreciate you, God, and we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior, and we give you all the glory and the praise and due to your name. Amen. This is Pastor Steve Dinwiddie from New Seasons Ministries. Have a wonderfully blessed and joyous day in the Lord.